everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to two bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. Also, tune in Monday nights to twitch.tv/reallifesci-fi. Sometimes we hang out there. Sometimes. Sometimes we do it on Thursday, or sometimes it's just Willie playing games. It's never just me, though. And we all know you like Willie more, so you should subscribe to the Twitch to see when Willie's going to be on there. Right? Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's our good friend, been here a million times, Brian Weiss. So what's up, Brian?
Hey, everybody.
Yo, yo.
I was saying earlier before we started recording that I want to apologize for looking like a Ted Turner colorized character. It's just how my camera picks up.
You should wear lipstick so it looks even more like that.
Big red blush.
Yeah. Go put your Raggedy Andy outfit on that we all know you have.
Wade was very flattering when he compared me to the rapist in Sin City, where you can only pick up one color.
To be fair, I thought they all had pieces of color. I didn't know that just the rapist did. But thanks for being here, man. You've been here so many times. Do we need the WoW scale, or should we just move into the topic?
Yeah, I don't know. What was your last WoW scale?
I went backwards for a hot second when it looked like there was some merit to the alien stuff. And then I went backwards once it turned out it wasn't so good. It wasn't so good after all.
Speaking of that, though, did you guys see the smudge alien?
Oh, no. the jellyfish?
It's like one of those military, like, I don't know what those are from.
Yeah, the footage is from military. They were like looking, trying to spy on shit. You haven't seen this, Weissel? And it looks like, it's weird because I always laughed at the Matrix going like, what the fuck is these robotic tentacle things that are floating with no clear form of propulsion of any sort? That's what it looks like, kind of. It's like a glob with like some legs hanging down, just floating across.
It's a heat camera or whatever. And so it'll go from like dark to light. Yeah, it's interesting. So you went up and down, but where do you think you landed?
I'm on the skeptical side of things, but I'm not so closed off that
it's not fun.
I'm not like an atheist, closed off to the possibilities of the strange, but I'm not a believer. I need more proof of things.
You're like a more imaginative me in terms of these things. Like you're a little bit more willing to.
I'm new, except black and white with a slightly colored shirt and hat.
Yeah, and a completely blurry background. When you walk around your place, how do you even like see where a doorknob is? Because it's so blurry in there.
Like I keep it this way instead of cleaning. I just make my apartment blurrier.
You should, anytime you're in a Zoom meeting, when you take your glasses off, unblur your background.
That is one of my tips for cleaning, though. If you get really bad eyesight, you don't have to clean as much.
If someone says, hey, it's kind of dirty over here, it's like, here, put these on.
Now you see what I see. Nothing at all.
Aren't you supposed to be healthier if you're dirtier?
Yeah, right.
Is that a thing?
Eat some dirt. The more germs you eat, your body's used to
bacteria,
fighting them off.
It's good for you to be dirty.
We're
be blurry, it's also healthy to be blurry and dirty.
Blurry and dirty.
Right. What's great about my view is you can't see my floor. Like, honestly, there's a million Legos on the ground.
Nothing's you can see away. A little bit of my floor, but there's currently not tumbleweeds of cat hair drifting through. But usually all the time, just cat tumbleweeds, man.
It doesn't count if you have a kid. It does count if you have a cat, though.
It's true. It counts more if you have a cat because they're like, who's this fucking single loser with a cat? If his place isn't spotless, I'm never going to fuck him. That's what they say. They say that to me when they meet me.
I said that to you before.
I know. And it crushed me. And my place wasn't spotless. You got the white glove thing and you went around all the windowsills and it was so embarrassing.
That would be a funny sex scene in a movie where they're going doggy style on the floor. Maybe you don't need to see it. But she gets up and her knees and her hands are covered in hair, couple cat litter pieces. Well, I guess I'm going to go shower.
There's like a have a nice day sticker stuck to her knee for some reason. It's like, what is this place? Willie, hit us with it.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, the Cozy Rev Time Mirror. Can we travel through time and interact with it all from a mirror at home? The shocking answer is yes, according to Nikolai Kozarev. Let's talk about what the hell this is and if this is possible tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. You guys heard of a Kozarev mirror?
I have never heard of that beforehand.
Because I never heard of it either.
The Montauk Project was them walking through a mirror also. Basically, Stranger Things. Let me do a quickie on our friend Nikolai Kozarev. He was from Russia, born in 1908. He died in 1983, so he had a good long life. He was a promising astrophysicist in Russia who was working at this observatory. But in 1931, the Stalin purges, that's when Stalin gathered up all the communists to put them in jail to try to save off his regime. He was in prison for 10 years, and then he got put back in for 10 more. He tried to continue his work on theoretical physics. So this guy had a photographic memory, and he was big into physics and all things science. And he definitely knew all of Einstein's shit. And while he was in prison, he didn't know that they had come up with nuclear energy. And, you know, when he came out, he was just like, no, the stars are not fueled by nuclear fusion. It's not enough. And he came up with this other idea. So light is like energy. I mean, light is energy, right? And we only see a small spectrum of light. And he said, time is just like that. Time is energy. And we only see a spectrum of it. And he's like, the past, the future, and the present are all part of that spectrum. And we can only see the present. And mirrors, they don't reflect light. They bend light. That's why you can focus the sun and burn things like Archimedes. And when they started making these, you know, starting fires, but it was a weapon to use against ships coming in, focusing these sun lasers. And he's like, you know what? You can do that with time also. You can bend enough time so that you can focus it, manipulate it. And he came up with this other theory. It was called a torsion field. So I'm just setting this up because he was kind of discredited a little while, probably initially because he was a communist. But he's proven some of the things. Like, he proved torsion fields. With Einstein's gravity, gravity is not a force. Gravity is a side effect of the space-time field being affected by a mass. It's kind of like if you put a blanket out and you put a sun or a big mass in it, it warps the space-time so that everything falls into the sun. And so that's what gravity is to him. So time does the same thing. But this torsion field, this force is from all of the twisting in the universe. And that twisting is from even on the minuscule level, like atoms and whatnot. And, you know, like, I want to put this out there too. Like, we've all been told that the universe is all atoms. That's all wrong because of dark energy and dark matter, which is most of the universe. And he kept talking about the ether. Now, the ether has been erased from science. The ether does not exist because they can't prove it. But he still believes the ether exists. And that word is kind of blanketed in such a way that some people have a definition of it that is not right either. But that there is just some medium out there that on the minuscule level, microscopic level, these strings and everything float through. So that's where his extra energy comes from. And that's where he came up with his idea for the time mirror. He tested all these different things, and he said aluminum works best with focusing time. And he also had this other idea that when ice melts, it stores time energy in it, or when it freezes. So when the ice melts, it releases time energy. So these two guys later on wanted to do these studies based on his ideas. So they built this big giant aluminum spiral using the Fibonacci sequence to map it out. Big enough for someone to sit inside of it. And then once the person sits inside of it, you rotate it clockwise and that collects time energy. So that's where we are. They did all these tests, all the results and people being interviewed that were subjects are out there. And it's fucking mind blowing. It makes me 100%, not 100%, but it makes me go like, this shit's fucking legit. This shit's fucking real.
What happens?
I was just going to say, this is the problem, was that there are so many different things that happen. I just wish it was one thing.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, I saw floating symbols all around me that were ancient symbols. I talked to an alien. I was floating in the air. I was like, I just want one thing.
These are what the people who sat in the, it's a mirror that they made.
They built it up north in Dixon, I believe. When they first built it, everyone was felt fear just being around it. And then, you know, eventually after a while, they put people in it. These two guys, Trofimov and Kuznetsov, I forget, I don't know how to say the names. These guys took this information and started this test. They built it on in 1990. So when they finally got people into it.
Post Kozyrev's death?
Yeah, Kozyrev died in 1983. And though he did prove torsion fields, that torsion energy was real, because he saw where a planet or a star was and saw where it is and saw and mapped out where it would be and measured these torsion fields from all three locations. And from all three locations, it still existed. So that to him, it was like, this energy can only be at the past, present, and future if this field is real and if time was energy. So, I mean, like, it's pretty compelling.
One of the things that I thought was interesting in the video, but I don't really, maybe know more. As soon as he completed the mirror, he died under mysterious circumstances. Do you know how he died?
Yeah, no, and I couldn't get anything more from that. I know that he was pretty old, but he was being funded by the Russian government and being also watched by the CIA. And as soon as he completed his work, he died. He was about to build it. He didn't. I don't know if he actually built one. So these guys took his information, and they were working for the government also. As soon as they built it, before they got people in, like, just weird shit started happening. These two guys saw this bright flash of like purple energy that looked like, you know, tree vine branches and roots, whatever. All of a sudden, a UFO that same day showed up, and just shit was going crazy. So of the people that went in there, these are some of the accounts. One person, so they're just looking at the metal. They start twisting the thing around them. And then all of a sudden they could see through it. And this guy was watching this kid, and all of a sudden he had nostalgia looking at the kid's shoes, and like, oh shit, this is me when I was like five. So he's like looking around, all of a sudden it was blurry. And now he's like, oh, this is my neighborhood. He's like, wow, this is crazy. He can see and experience where he was as a kid. And then the kid is like hanging out, and the kid's like, who are you? It's like, oh fuck, you can see me. And then he's like zapped back out of it. Most people, when they got in, like 70% of the people that went in started immediately seeing glowing symbols, and they would keep track of all the symbols that they saw, and they were coming up with the same symbols. And these people were all tested separate from each other. Most of the symbols they looked at later were actually Sumerian. 40% of the people had observations of their life. 30% were observing historical events with like details of legitimate stuff. 80% had an observation of space bodies. 75% of them had observations of UFOs. 68% felt the presence of an observer, and some of them interacted with this observer. It was like a big white person without a face who was humanoid but not human.
According to that video I saw, a lot of times people felt that the aliens were unfriendly.
Yeah, like the
very, a lot of people were just scared a lot of the time.
Yeah, they felt fear. One guy felt like he got hit, but they all felt fear. And this white humanoid was warning of a disaster. I don't know if this was the same instance, but this being warned that they were in the mirror for too long and they were going to affect the earth in a bad way. And one day there were hundreds of people outside that weren't aware of the test that noticed all of these multicolored, bright colored, what looked like arrowheads falling from the sky and going to the place where they were doing the tests. During that time, they had an artist that was in the mirror drawing stuff.
I have numerous questions. The first is, why is it like a drug trip? And when the kid asked him, who are you? Why would that immediately stop it if this is like a device? And then also, my question is, this thing's been around since, like, would you say 1980?
They built it in 90.
Why isn't it like a fucking carnival ride at this point? Like,
right. Well, the CIA definitely has done research on this too. And so has, you know, all of Russia. But with the Freedom of Information Act, this is one of those things that they will not release the information on.
Right. But it exists and you can build it.
Yeah.
Why is it not a carnival ride?
Very easily that, built.
After seeing how easy this was, I was like, dude, there's got to be someone who has one in LA.
This whole carnival idea is so appealing to me. Like, if you had that and you didn't know what it was, you could charge so much money for people to go into that and then like trip.
For real.
And you could bill it as anything. You could bill it as like, see your fate, you know, like any kind of mysterious thing. You could do that.
I keep seeing, because I looked up pictures and there were, on the video I watched, there was pictures. And then I looked online. I don't like that half of the mirror is obstructed by a bed. So you lay down in the bed and so you don't have the mirror.
I don't agree with those ones either.
That's a vertical standing mirror where you're standing straight up. And you're completely surrounded by the mirror. Like, why not that? That sounds better to me.
I think those are people that have made them on their own. I feel like the tests that they did, they were like 6 feet tall aluminum bolted to the ground that you would walk into.
So, okay, yeah. So the people that are putting the beds in it, they're idiots.
Well, I feel like those ones, I feel like they rotate them though, still.
Well, explain this a little, because I don't know. So
he was
people have built these things, but they're laying down in a bed in them? Like,
you have to have a Fibonacci spiral. And when that spiral rotates clockwise, it captures more, the same way that you try to focus light with a mirror, you try to find the sweet spot. That the rotation of the spiral catches more time energy.
Does the whole thing revolve?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's standing straight and just turn the cylinder versus being on a bed.
The tests from them, I believe they were all standing.
I feel like if you were laying on a bed and then you went to your past, you would be like cut in half, right? It's like a 3D scanner. You know, when they put people into video games, they put them in that circle with like a million cameras. And that's what these people are doing. But when you put a bed in there, that would like block half of the cameras.
I'm fully with you, Wade. I don't like the beds. The beds have got to go. Also, I've got another improvement that for our Kazirev mirror.
Yeah, which we're definitely going to make. We already got the storage shed.
I want to make this with you guys. I think, with no scientific reason for doing this, but I think we should wear a reflective bodysuit. So only your head. So you look into the mirror, and it's just your head.
That's pretty cool. So
if you go back to your childhood and then you just suddenly remember a big floating head there, you're going to be like, wow, I don't know what the point of life is.
We would get interesting questions like, are you a head?
Like, yeah, damn, what are you?
Dude, just dress up like an alien. Yeah.
Are there reports of people in beds like floating around? Just hovering.
People in beds? A future man in a future bed. Yeah, that's funny too, because like beds haven't changed at all. Like the bed would be the one thing that they would recognize.
What if like we built a Kazirev mirror and Willie? We were just having a conversation about time travel like a week or two ago about how because the Earth is moving through space, it'd be nearly impossible to get things to appear at the same place. Because
you'd have to pinpoint where the Earth is. That's like why Back to the Future doesn't really work, right? Because he goes back to the 50s and he's in the same spot, but like the Earth is not in the same spot.
But if we, the three of us, make a Kazirev mirror and wear a reflective suit with just our heads. What if when people see lights in the sky and things like moving for like a few seconds and then disappear, what if it's all three of our heads in every single instant? Like, because like we're trying to time travel, but we're not being successful, but our heads are zigzagging around.
Yeah, that new jellyfish UAP is just someone with like dreads.
Can we, are you breathing the air that you're breathing, or when you time travel, you're breathing the air that of the time that you're, because if we time travel wrong and we fuck up and we're floating heads in space, then we can't breathe and we start freezing. You know, that is going to be an issue.
You're not.
Yeah, right.
You can't breathe, apparently, in space.
Right. There's nothing to breathe there. So what are our heads going to do? Are we just going to wake up if that happens?
For every single instance of a light that zigzagged, I think that if you use AI to interpret the information, it will turn up as all three of our heads.
I mean, now we have to do this. We got to build an aluminum quasi-rev mirror. Willie, you were leading on to more science. Do you want to do that?
Well, Nostradamus, the way that he would come up with his prophecies was he would stare into a bowl of water. And a bowl of water is a concave mirror. And
I'm so sorry that I said more science, and then immediately the name Nostradamus came out. Nostradamus is not a scientist.
No. I agree with you, and I feel like his, but like when it comes to observing the future, and then also having tricky language, fuck off. Everything that I've seen of Nostradamus, I'm just like, okay, whatever. Maybe this means that, I don't fucking know, but.
Yeah, I'm pretty agnostic about Nostradamus.
That's how he would look into the future. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty compelling. And so these are some of the things Kozyrev said about these mirrors working is definitely women who come from a family that are in tune with that. They definitely experience it better.
In tune with what? Time travel or energy?
Want to say cosmology is not the right word, but just
makeup. Cosmetology is makeup.
It helps when there is activity happening electromagnetically. So there are certain times when it actually works better. And that's why I feel like that's why this study worked, because they were up north where the ice was melting. There's time energy up there. And then also you've got the aurora borealis, which is an effect of not electrons. What is it? There's just cosmic energy up there. So when they were doing these studies, they started measuring the magnetic field in this area. And I don't know the numbers. I don't know what this is. NT. That's how they measure the magnetic field. Normal magnetic field NT is about 60,000. When all those shards were coming from the sky that people could see, these colored arrowheads, they were spiking from 160,000 to 990,000 NT. Now, I like I said, I don't know what those numbers mean, but it fueled the idea that this thing was affecting the magnetic field. And this creature that was giving them a warning was like, you guys have been in there too long. Like, so I thought that was interesting.
I fucking hate time.
I think all this is like super interesting and really cool. I just think that there's too many things for me to like, it crosses a boundary of me being able to believe when you introduce too many things. And there's also even more that we haven't even talked about. Like it's not supposed to like cure diseases too. Like people went in and like it cured their diseases.
Yeah, there were some people.
It's going too far, man. I sound like Joe Biden now. It turned me into Joe Biden.
Come on, put on some sunglasses. And I kind of just want to get to how do I do this, because I want to do it.
Let's do it. I regret.
We
how
just
much does a big
need...
piece of aluminum cost?
Right, and then we can bolt it to the ground pretty easily. We need to get a big thing to spin it on. It's got to spin.
Well, but then Nostradamus was just using a bowl of water or whatever. So, but we can't do that.
Nostradamus didn't do the thing, man.
He didn't experience all the other things.
I understand. He's different, but like, I thought we could do this in our own mirrors. That was part of your Da Vinci opening thing.
In Da Vinci's drawings, he had a drawing of a hexagon of mirrors with a man standing inside of it. So like, oh, that's interesting that he had some mirror room also.
Also, mirrors are really hard to draw. How did he draw them?
He's a pretty good artist,
apparently. I know. That's why I want to know how he drew them. I guess I can look it up later. I just want to know how to draw mirrors.
Right? Because there was a man standing in the middle.
There's a person in the middle of it. You've got a reference.
Did he do that? Did he put the reflections? Okay. All right. So that's how we know it's definitely mirrors and not just like sheetrock.
I find that if I want to write beautiful poetry, the easiest way is to stare at myself in a mirror.
That is almost the most narcissistic thing I've ever heard.
I can't look in the mirror, dude. I make faces, but I don't trust what I see.
Hang on. It's either the most narcissistic thing or the most pathetic thing that you're trying to write poetry And looking at yourself in the mirror, you're your own muse. When I look in the mirror, it's usually when I'm on drugs of some sort and I'm questioning everything.
Oh, fuck.
And it's who's this? Who is this? What happened?
I had a point where I was like so depressed that I covered up all of my mirrors.
That's clinical. That is clinical, man. That's scary. Yes. Shit.
A lot of people, after they've had this experience, they carried with them for a little while telepathy, ESP, seeing auras around people. And this guy Koznicev, he was afraid that they opened up a parallel universe to beings that weren't nice. In 1990 and on, there were a lot of UFO sightings, and like the ones that they saw around here, they had 7 UFO sightings that were on record around their studies, and they had different types. One of them was a glowing gold triangle that was shaping into an orb. They had discs, they had orbs of light, they had a couple infinity symbols that had red and green lights around them.
If we were to build one and it would doom the world, number one, all of our diseases will be cured. And number two, which we haven't talked about, is you gain mental powers.
Yeah, yeah. Right? That's what I was getting at. Like, these people have these after effects, but
let's do it.
We're turning ourselves into superhuman. So going in, we got to have goals. We got to be like, okay, I want to have telepathy and ESP. If these torsion fields and time energy, if you can affect stuff, if you can interact with a young version of yourself, you can actually change the past. This kid's looking around and says, who are you? Hey, man, go bet on the Dodgers.
Go bet on a Dodgers every year for the rest of your life. You're gonna wind up on the streets.
If I travel in time, like, give me something that I can bet on. Like, I can't remember anything, dude. Sorry.
Dude, I don't remember who won the World Series, and that was like 2 months ago.
Who's the guy that beat Mike Tyson? Buster Douglas? What was the guy's name? Like, that maybe that's the one. Like,
everybody. Yeah, you could bet on Buster Douglas, I guess, if you go back to the right time.
Well, he lost like 3 times, right?
Well, yeah, but I think the first one was Buster Douglas. Buster Douglas. Yeah, because Buster Douglas was like a washed up, out of shape dude, and he just like got him.
And Tyson had never lost at that point. It was like an insane odds for that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be rich if you bet.
Oh, or a more recent one, but this also sucks because I don't remember the year, but like a couple years ago, there's that like heavy Mexican dude who won the world heavyweight title. I think he's Mexican, or maybe he was El Salvadorian. I don't know what he was. Something South American, I believe. Did you guys know this guy? He just like won the fucking heavyweight championship of the world. And he's like this doughy fucking short, like fat dude. I'm sure he's like completely out of the sport now.
He may have like traveled back in time using a Kozyrev mirror and it's like duck a little to the left, duck a little to the right at this point.
Bitcoin under 20,000.
Right. Bitcoin that would be it. Just buy the first time you ever hear about Bitcoin, buy as much of it as possible.
Apple, Microsoft.
Yeah, you could do it that way. That way, we don't have to know that many specifics.
But if we were young and got super rich, like we would have never met each other. We wouldn't have my life is full of magical moments that I would lose.
I think your life's going to be full of magical moments anyway, because I always at every point in my life, I'm like, this is the best. I mean, post high school, I hated everything up until college. My life sucked until college. And then I was like, oh, I met the best people ever. This is great. And I moved out here and I met the best people ever.
Have you guys ever either watched or played the visual novel? I'm assuming not, but there's this visual novel and anime called Steins Gate. I think it's by far the best time travel story that I've ever watched or experienced. Because like they found a way to do it in the most interesting way, in that instead of like doing it like Back to the Future or having you move, they set it up so that a character is able to send like a 5-digit message like via email. So like it's just a 5-digit message, and like it's really like fucking cool. Like it's really interesting how they escalate that concept and like what happens. So if you want like a cool time travel story, I highly, highly, highly recommend it. You don't have to do the visual novel, which it started as, the anime. It's incredible. It's all based on like, you know, crazy science fiction ideas.
What's it called?
Steins Gate.
Okay.
Nice, dude. I wrote it down. I'll check it out.
But then I was also thinking, because we're negging on time travel and stuff, but like the time machine was a stationary machine. The time machine from the time machine. Who's that guy?
Yeah.
You know the guy.
Why
McDowell?
What the fuck is his name?
Is it McDowell?
No. It's like, it's easy. What the fuck is it? The time machine by fuck. Yeah. God damn it.
HL. He's got initials, right?
Yeah, HL something.
HR Puffin stuff.
Stein.
H.G. Wells.
H.G. Wells.
Yes. Wells. Okay. Fuck. God damn it.
I looked it up on my phone. I have to admit.
It's fine. And
I got the H.
We were begging for someone to look it up. You did. You did. You got the HR. I mean, it was wrong, but you knew what you were doing. This doesn't mean anything. I was just thinking about time travel. And I guess if like you're terrestrial, if it doesn't move, then you would still be on the Earth, right? Like if you could move with the Earth. That's the question, I guess. Like, can you travel through time without traveling through space?
In Steins Gate, eventually they figure out that they can decode like memories as data, just very simple like sentences or whatever, and send that into your brain in the past. So that's a different way of time travel. It's like sending information.
Like a deja vu. Yeah. Does it come out like deja vu kind of?
Like
when you experience that.
Want to spoil the story, but like it escalates.
The connection is the torsion time, is the time field.
Okay, hang on. You've said torsion a million times and I've asked. Sorry. I'm understanding through context that it's like some sort of time energy, but what do you know the actual definition of the what this torsion thing is?
The parallel I saw is like when you twist a rag to wring out the water.
Uh-huh.
But he just compared it to that idea that the energy comes from everything twisting around. So the twisting coming from electrons and you know, all of
what's the water in this analogy? Energy?
No.
Or is the water not even involved in the analogy? It's just let's twist a rag.
It's just trying to come up with a visual, I think. But you know how like everything is spiraling around other things. So even,
yeah, we're pretty codependent in terms of like the universe. Like if we didn't have a sun, you know,
everything is the spinning of everything is like storing up energy like a spring, basically.
Well, I would say more like a one of those wind up cars.
Yeah.
Because a spring, what kind of energy is stored up? Just the compactness of it. At least with a wind up car, you know, like, ooh, I'm really storing up some energy here. Dragged it backwards like three times.
Spring, lots of energy in a spring. Anything that bends, like it's like, you know, bending something until it breaks or something. Yeah, it's just like there's a lot of energy.
So wait, what about these guys that did the whole thing, that built the thing? What happened to those guys? Like, why aren't they making it a carnival ride?
Koznishev, he has been trying to appeal to the UN to ban psychotronic weapons. He has nothing to do with the Kazirev mirrors anymore. And he's just like, sure, he was anxious. And that's kind of why he kind of stepped away from doing anything with that. But I think that he's afraid that they open something up and that this thing can be used as a weapon. And that's what governments are doing with it. Because if this time mirror is real and they could go anywhere and see anything and not be detected, it's just espionage of everything against anything that will ever change your entity from losing.
I think if we're going to do exactly what he doesn't want and we build one, I think for us to become powerful, I feel like we need to stare the devil in the eyes. And if an alien's like, you're going to destroy Earth, I'll be like, give me your powers, motherfucker. Fuck you. Fuck you. Give me your powers.
Yeah.
Well, what should we say? Like, to get the most powerful, do you think?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. dude, I'm sorry. Don't destroy Earth, but please give me some powers.
No, your plan is like calling their bluff, right? Like, okay, well, if you're warning me that I'm going to destroy Earth, then that means that Earth is precious. And so that means that you need it. Therefore, give me your power or I will destroy Earth. Right?
Yes. I know exactly what I'm doing, motherfucker. I don't know.
And then you get your
evil looking eyes. I know you may have evil looking eyes, but look, stare into my eyes, bitch.
I'm the rapist from Sin City.
I knew you were coming.
That's why I'm black and white.
One color on. You don't even know what I'm capable of. Well, I think we would, first off, once we build this, we're going to have to decide who's going to use it first, or are we all going to use it together?
Well, we're all going to have powers afterwards. So we need to come up with, it doesn't have to be like a written out contract, but we just got to have ideas as to, because what happens if one of us gets too bad?
Well, what if we get the power that Weissel is extorting from this being and it scrambles our brain and then we're just seeing time now?
I think we need to say, and I know what you're thinking, you better not Twilight Zone me, bitch. You better not Twilight Zone me. I want the powers and I want to be able to enjoy them.
Yeah, don't monkey paw. Right.
Well, we could also erase the history of these mirrors so that no one else.
Like, so that we have the only mirror.
Yeah, yeah. Like you go stop the studies, you go kill Kazirev while he's in prison.
Okay, but shit, man, everything that you're describing now has led us to this point. If we already did this, then we're already doing it wrong because the world is bad, right? The world's pretty bad
right
now.
That means it's working. Yeah, that means it's working and that we need to fulfill our destiny.
Because ultimately, if we ever do get this, we're just going to end up battling the CIA.
To save the world for all the problems that we caused? But we'll have mirror technology. What are they going to do? We're going to remember when Bill and Ted fought the fucking local police? They just threw trash cans on their heads and shit. Like, easy.
Yeah, like we're going to be able to heal ourselves too. If they shoot us, we'll just heal ourselves. We'll. Oh, you could think you could shoot me? Sorry, I've got a fucking. I can heal myself.
Yeah, and then if we can't, or if we. We'll always be able to heal ourselves, but then we can also probably get skin that, like, bullets can't pierce.
Ooh,
at some point.
Yeah.
I think we keep confusing them too with new powers. Like they're trying to come up with us and then we encapsulate them in symbols. They're like, oh, I can't see anything. There's symbols flying around me. Like, ooh. I didn't know he could do that. I didn't think they could do that.
That is pretty funny.
Superman 4. It's like Superman 4 where he just started doing like random shit.
Yeah. What did he do? What was one of the things?
Like he was going
off the chain with this shit.
Well, I mean, in Superman 2, he removes the S from his chest.
Oh, yeah, and he uses it to wrap someone up, which is like, what? How? How can you do that? You can make material, like, weird.
It's more confusing than useful. It's like, that's your ability is to confuse
that's
people.
That's really... If you don't have a character whose superpower is just... confusing everyone. Like, that's a mistake, man. You gotta have that guy. You gotta.
Well, that's gonna be all of us. All three of us. We're gonna be super confusing.
Oh, we're gonna be so good at it.
People aren't gonna know where we're coming from. One day we're making sports bets. The next day we're changing the power of the sun. They're gonna be like, what?
We're curing cancer. And they're like, oh, we like that part. We like that one.
Oh yeah, we're gonna be healthy as shit when we're done fucking with stuff.
This sounds great, man. Okay, so we just need a bunch of aluminum, and then we have to spin it around.
And I think the cherry on top, and that the CIA didn't think of, is the suits, reflective suits.
Dude,
the CIA didn't think of that. Also, I didn't even think of that part.
In the same vein, if we made suits that were of our body, so if anybody did try to kill us, they're just hitting like picture the T, right? And so you make a fake body standing up, and then our body's actually perpendicular. So
because we're lying down.
Yeah. So our head. is on the bed, yeah. But the body's bed, hanging down from
we've
it.
We've draped that in metallic, yeah. You know, refractory. So really, when you talk to me, I'm like standing up, but I look like this.
It's going to be like Weird Science in that they're going to try to replicate what we're doing, and they're not going to be able to or hurt themselves because they didn't do the fake bed with the fake body.
Why do you need the bed, man? How long do you think you're going to be in there that you can't stand up for 50 seconds? Like, is it because you would get fucked up? Like you're
equilibrium?
Some people stayed in the chamber up to 7 hours. I think 7 hours was the, according to that video, was the long one. But apparently 7 hours is like nuts. There's like, so I'd imagine like I could stand for an hour. Like, dude, hit me with your best.
Can you stand for an hour though? Can you go through an amusement park with swirling tunnels and shit? Do you ever close your eyes in the shower? And can you keep your balance at that point?
I don't because I shower in fear.
Please elaborate.
Yeah, what are you afraid of?
I've always felt like something was there.
So Psycho fucked with you?
It wasn't Psycho. It's more Poltergeist.
So you think a ghost cares if your eyes are open or not?
No, but I feel like I need to be ready to not die.
showers. I take baths.
Come on. Fuck you guys, dude. What? Take baths. I mean, we all take baths, but you do it daily?
I don't take a bath every single day because I don't go to, like, I don't leave my apartment. Why would I take a bath every single day?
Days a week.
Okay, that's too much for a bath. I'm just thinking about time. And by the way,
jump into a shower and get stabbed by, like, and my head feels nice and warm and my bottom of my feet are cold. It's an unpleasant experience, showers. It's like a sensory explosion of random things happening. Whereas a bath is a warm blanket of beauty, of comfort. Right.
You just need a better shower head, man. You got the wrong shower
head.
Yeah,
it could be. I take like one shower a month, but I take a lot of baths. Real quick, I just want to say a couple more cool things about this. There was one test that they were doing where somebody was in another place and they were trying to send a message to the person in the mirror, a symbol, right? And the people that would go into the mirror would a lot of the times get the symbol, and it became so accurate. So they had like this big chart. It was like, okay, number one is this symbol. Number two is this symbol. At some point, the test subjects were just, they could send the message of the number to the test subject and they would draw the image that was in that number. Just saying like there was like clear communication, really high accuracy to transmitting, communicating information to someone in this mirror. So this is clearly very good for secret military espionage. This has to be being used.
Well, what's the practical implication of that? Like, what would that do? Because they're just seeing random symbols. They're not seeing the enemy's symbols. They're just seeing symbols from the universe, right? So like what?
This was a specific study. When people walked into there, they were getting symbols shown to them. And so some people think that these symbols, these were a communication. These weren't even Sumerian or originated symbols. Maybe they were given that information. And so some people think that it's a communication with some intelligent beings. Like the Sumerians are crazy because they just pop up as the first civilization that also happens to be very intelligent.
No, that sounds cool and all, but like, how is that going to help you beat communist Russia in the Cold War? Like, just random symbols?
No, no, no. It's proving that the... Well, I mean, no, no, no. That I'm just saying that those are two different things.
But also...
Well, that I feel like you could... Because they started knowing the numbers and what the symbols were, it's kind of like, hey, we can go dig into your information, wherever you have file cabinets, people's heads, whatever. Just like we can connect to information.
So you're saying they're time traveling, but then also seeing symbols?
That's what I'm saying. There's too many. And the symbols are inside of the device that you can physically see. It's not like you're having a vision of the symbol. They're inside the device.
Yeah, there are glowing like neon lights, the symbols that were being transmitted to him. This is separate from...
You use that as a superpower, like you throw the symbols at people. Yeah. Shoot the symbols.
Sure. And people are like, we got to decode these. And by then you've stabbed them in the throat.
You know what I'm going to do as my very first bit of time travel? I'm going to erase the pussy. There's pussy in my pussy. I'm going to make sure. So like what you guys could do is re-listen to this podcast. And if that joke doesn't exist, then you'll know that we've succeeded.
Wait, but okay. I don't want to mess with this, but I really like that there's pussy in my...
Excuse me for a second. Do you like music? Does your project need a beat? Call Quits for all your musical and soundscaping needs. You can find them on Instagram at quits.life and on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/quits.life. Reach out. Let's talk. Listen, we've had personal experiences with him. He's a friend of the show. He's done music for our stream. He did a 3-hour mix a couple times, and it's very good. And he's done last-minute music for us for our movie. If you don't need music, just go to his Instagram and his SoundCloud and give him a follow. He's a great musician, and you're going to love his stuff. But if you do need music, reach out to Quits. You're going to be happy.
This is kind of my standard, and we have to wrap it up. And so I guess I'll just do my final thoughts on this. But I do want to talk more about it I want to talk more about time travel in general on the bonus, because I feel like that's pretty fun and stuff. And we could talk
especially
about
this,
like how
this new version that connecting streams of consciousness, you know.
Go on. Yeah, well,
that ties into something that I want to show you guys.
Okay, great. Yes. Oh, yeah. We didn't say that. Weissel, if you go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi, he's gonna show us his new video game in that bonus episodes.
Listen, I get it. It sounds boring. Like, oh, they're gonna play. No, this is gonna be. You're gonna learn something about both Wade and Willie. It's gonna be an experience. It's not just gonna be like watching some guys playing a video game.
It's also an exclusive. Man, it's like if you like Weissel, which you probably do, because who wouldn't? You get to see his next thing.
What's the name of your game?
It's called The Boscot Man. And this game is based on a lot of kind of science fiction and concepts that have been talked about on the show, like holonomic brain theory and different theories of consciousness. It's got a lot of it's like a really crazy, cool science fiction story.
So kind of wrapping up, I just think that if time travel exists, I'm definitely going to be a time cop because I do not like the world.
You're to come after me.
I will come after you. I don't like the world. And if the world right now has been caused by time travel, we got to fucking put a stop to this because it's awful. It's awful.
But at the same time, you're going to enjoy your superpowers.
We've never had.
Yeah, but also, like, what's the
problems
point?
With the stream? And so maybe you're doing it to our show right now.
You want to be Blade. You want to fight. You want to be the bad guy and fight the bad guys.
I want chaos, right? And if me introduced into time changing becomes more chaotic, that's what I want. I just want fire in the streets. I want to prove that this whole experiment has been a waste.
Wait, I thought you wanted to save the world. I thought you wanted to save the world by becoming a time cop. You did not do not
the
want
jury's
that.
Out. Okay. If I go and I figure out the time travel has caused us to be where we are right now, then I'm going to be like a bounty hunter for every person who time traveled us to get to this point. And If it's not that, then I'll just do magic tricks with my time travel. I'll just like make a couple bucks.
I'm going to be like Scott Baio in Zapped. I'm going to make bras pop up.
My last things are, dude, this all looks so legit. The studies that they did, the tests that they did, there's so much information. I do believe in the torsion fields now. And I also believe that connecting to different times is possible. And it's freaking me out because if I were to ever time travel, I immediately go straight to greed. I'm like, oh, fuck. Oh, I need to reevaluate my standpoint before I start traveling through time. And so I like us all being random and fucking with shit. And
what would you do with time powers outside of just like kind of messing with people?
Make bras come off.
No, ooh. I know. Outside of fucking with people, like what would you do?
Oh, that was it. What do you want me to do?
I just want to hang out while you make people's bras pop off. That'll be fun.
Hey,
we can high five.
All the political gaffes were us, you know, like that, you know, somebody falling off of a stage and
yeah.
I'll only do it consensually though. I'm not going to be a monster.
Like, yeah, but maybe, but hang on. Why would you be consensual about it? They don't know that it's you. You don't have to do that. This is the one instance where it's okay to be a predator because they'll never catch you. And as we all know, consent doesn't matter if you never get caught.
Maybe I may have like ruined myself by doing this podcast. Like now everybody, like this guy that I saw in this podcast that said if he got magic powers, he'll pop bras off. I was near him and my bra popped off.
Yeah,
it was just like don't Scott Baio and Zapped. It was just like Scott Baio and Zapped.
Remember,
like,
I didn't believe Zapped? It, but I kept hearing giggling.
Everyone remembers Zapped, right? It was Scott
Baio. And he was like, boing. He did a boing noise and swing. He did a swing noise.
He was doing all of the boner noises from all of the eras. Every boner noise he did. all right. Any other? Should we wrap this up? Why? So, promoting?
We're frozen. Can you guys hear me?
Oh yeah,
I'm back.
Hello.
What are you promoting?
Oh okay. I got cut off from the internet for a second.
It's okay.
I'm making a video game called The Boscot Man, and I'm probably going to – there's been some interest from game companies, but I might wind up doing it independently, and you'll get a taste of – like, I swear, like, am I the type of person that, like a self-promotey type guy? Like, I think this is cool, and do you guys know me to just promote-y bullshit?
No, not at all, dude. And I'm
really excited about this. Like, truly, like, this is a passion project.
Everything that you've made. Yeah.
This is truly a passion project. I can't wait. If you're on the Patreon, you'll get to experience a little of it.
Yeah. So this is going to be fun. We're going to dive into Weissel's game. What's it called? The
Boscot Man, which is it's based on a real body that they found in Boscot, Africa, that it had like an oversized head. It would make a good subject for a real life sci-fi episode.
Radical.
Really? Have we done that? Do you know?
We've done elongated heads, but not one from Africa. So we have not done this.
Elongated heads is when you just can't finish and it takes a long time. Right? Sorry. Yes. I don't know. I'm just trying to do jokes. I don't know. I'm just really upset with my life right now. And
you should be proud of yourself because this was an entertaining episode of Real Life Sci-Fi. I think this is going to be a fan favorite. even though I talk too much, or like the other guy talked too much, but otherwise it was a fun episode.
I don't think that's true. I think they like the guest. They like Willie and then the guest and then me. The less I do, the better.
That's not true.
But thank you all for listening. And go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi.
I'm still making it. It's like
it's early. It's early. But where, if you're listening right now and you're interested in this video game that you come out with, where would you give information on that?
Oh, you know, follow me on X at Brian Weissel, or Brian Weissel on Instagram, BRIANWYSOL.
I personally love that it's called X now.
I'm going to call it Trickster.
I hate when companies keep the same names.
It's great that, like, you still say tweet. I'm going to send you don't say I'm going to send an X.
I got to send an X. Where are you going to send an X, dude? To Saudi Arabia? You hate your ex that much? And how are you going to talk? Just because
everything got frozen. Oh, sorry.
I'll just keep saying it. I'll just keep saying it over and over again. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. Did the government freeze our internet because we're too close to time travel and we're definitely going to fuck up the world? Maybe.
We've just never had a paranoid problem.
Doesn't mean they're not after you. We'll see you next time.